Okay, we're going to start here on the Mishnah, the top of Memtet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is actually a Mishnah that's found in Bava Metzio, and is completely repeated over here. The repetition of the Mishnah over here is because of the carbonot that derive from this Mishnah, the carbonot of Shvuata Pikadon, and later we'll see the Gemara discusses Shvuata Bitui. Therefore, it's found here in our Masechta, but it's a Mishnah that it's in its entirety has already been dissected in Bava Metzio. The Mishnah starts, Arba Shomrim Heim. There are four different types of shomrim that the Torah lays out, the framework of these shomrim. There's a shomer chinam, and this is someone who watches without any compensation. Hashuel, someone who borrows an item. Anosei zachar, someone who watches something for compensation. And a socher, which is a renter. So now these are the four shomrim, as they're known. The Gemara will ask why there are four, or how do we know which of the four are. In the Torah, they're actually laid out as a shomer chinam, then shomer sachar, then discusses the case of a shoel, and then socher is left up, we'll see, in the air between whether it's a shomer chinam and shomer sachar. But as far as the Mishnah, the reason it doesn't pick the order of the Torah, of shomer chinam, then shomer sachar, is because the Mishnah over here is actually trying, probably a memory device, take the extremes. There's a shomer chinam and the shoel, which are two extremes. The shomer chinam is basically patur in almost every case. And the shoel, the borrower, is chayav in every case. And then it brings the cases that land in between the shomer sachar or the socher. So now the Gemara says, shomer chinam. Shomer chinam nishba alako. He will take a shvua when it comes to any claim that he makes in order to be patur from compensation. On the other hand, the shoel, the one who borrows something, mishalem etako. He will always pay. He will always compensate no matter what happens. There is one exception to that rule, and that is when it's meita machmat malacha. If the item dies during its regular usage, or would have been considered normal usage of the item, because he borrowed it in order to use it, then he would be patur. Other than that, he would be chayav for anything that happens to the object that he borrowed. Nosei sachar vasocher. When it comes to a nosei sachar vasocher, nishbaim ala shvura. When it comes to things that happen that are considered or classified valameta, classified in the category of ones, something that happens accidentally, but really out of his control, something that's totally outside of his control, there we consider him, he takes a shvua to be poter himself. On the other hand, when things that are less a case of onus and things that we would consider him culpable for, that is mishalpim et aveda bet agneva. If it's stolen or lost, in that case, he will be considered culpable, he will be considered responsible for the item. Amar l'shomer chinam. So he says, the person comes and approaches, now the Gemara is going to explain, or this Mishnah is going to explain each of the cases based on each of the shomrim. So if somebody, a claimant, comes to a shomer chinam, he's the one who placed it with the shomer chinam, Heichan Shuri, he says, where is my shor that I gave to you to watch? Amalo, he said, mate, says that it passed away. There, but in truth, hu nishbar, o nishba, o nignav, o avad. It was one of these other things that happened to it. The shomer chinam makes a claim that it passed away, the animal died. On the other hand, what really happened to it was some other form of onus, which is that it was either taken away, it was picked up by a wild animal, it was taken away by marauders, it was lost somehow, or nishbar. On the other hand, something happened where the animal was broken or taruf by another animal. V'hu shemate, but what really happened was that it died. Onishba, onignav, oavad. It was one of the other onsin that happened to it. Now, the next claim, or the other possibility is nignav, stolen. But in truth, what had happened was hushemait, onishbar, onishba, oavad. And one of these other items took place to it. And the last possibility is avad. It was really lost. He claims it was lost. But in truth, it was hushemait, onishbar, onishba, onignav. One of these other four items took place to it. So then the individual who's coming to make the claim, the owner of the animal, comes on and says, Mashpichani, I want you to take a shvua to the fact that it was either, again in the list here, he says either it was mate, there he says it was nishba, nignav, avad. He gives one of those claims, he makes one of those claims, and it's not the truth, but he says, Mashpichani v'amar mein, he says, yes, patur. He says, in that case, the shomer chinam is patur. Why is the shomer chinam patur in this case? Because no matter which claim the shomer chinam would have made, he would have been patur from compensating. The only reason that he was taking a shavua here is to be poter himself from compensation. No matter what the claim was that he would have made, right, he would have been patur. So his taking the shvua here on the claim that he does make, even though it may not be true, does not change his status. He's not denying any compensation he would have otherwise had to pay. He was patur anyway. Had he told the truth, he would have been patur. So now when he lies, he's also patur. That does not, or is that not mechayev someone in shvua to pikodon, or in shvua of the denial of monetary, or denial of a monetary claim against him. Now the Gemara will ask if he's chayav for shvuat bitui, which is that he just took a shvuat sheker. He lied in the shvua. So fine, he's not chayav for shvuat apikadon, of denial of a monetary obligation, but he might be chayav for shvuat bitui, that they'll discuss in the Gemara. So now, Heichan Shori, another case. A case by the Shor Machinam. He says, where's my Shor? Amar lo, eini yodea ma tasach. Because I have no idea what you're talking about. I never took it. And I was never watching it for you. Behu, and the truth is, shemait, onishbar, onishbar, onignab, ovad. One of these other items happened to the animal. He says, mashbiach ani, take a shwa to that effect. Vamar amein, he says, yes. Again, here he's patur mishwat apikadon. Because even though he says, lo ayu dvarim olam, this never happened, he is patur because he said it never happened. But on the other hand, what happens if he had told the truth? It was stolen, it was lost, right? It was taruf. Something happened to the animal, he would have been patur anyway. So his denial of there ever being a relationship does not change his obligation towards that individual. He was patur before, if he told the truth. And now when he lies, he's also patur. So here there will be no chiyu for shvuat ha-pikadon. Now the next case, Heichan Shuri, he says, where's my shur? Amal avat, it was lost. Mashbiach ani, he says, take a shvuat to that effect. Amar amein. Vaidim meidim oto, and Edim come along and tell him, shachlo, that he really ate it. So then, mishalem et hakeret. Then he has to replace the animal. Because here, when avad, he is patur. Right? So now, if he is patur, and if Edim come along and say that he really basically stole it, which is that he ate it himself, in that case, he's got to compensate, he's got to replace the animal that he ate. And we know from the Gemara in the Bavas that when it comes to a Kohen Tanat Avad, someone who makes a claim that it was lost, it was then found to be lying, he doesn't pay kafel in that case, and he only pays for the Karen. On the other hand, if it wasn't Edim that brought about or made us understand that he had really stolen it, but rather Hodim Yatzmo, he admitted himself, then Mishalem Karen V'Chomesh V'Asham. Then it'll be chayav for shvuat ha-pikadon, because here is a person who denied a monetary obligation. He was chayav to replace the animal because he ate it, he stole it. Instead, he takes a shvuat to the fact that he lost it. So he is lying. He's kofer mamon. He denies the monetary obligation and takes a shvuat to that effect. If he admits to that, hodeh, then he's chayav. Keren, right? He has to replace the animal. Chomesh, which is part of shvuat ha-pikadon, and the sham gzelot, which comes with shvuat ha-pikadon. Next case by Shomer Chinam, Heichan Shuri. Where is my shur? Vamarlo, Nignaf. He says it was stolen. Mashbiach ani, take a shvuat to that effect. Vamar amein, he says yes. Veidim, veidim, ashiganvo. And Edim come along and say that now it wasn't stolen by someone else. He himself pocketed it. He took the animal. So now if the Edim show up, Mishalem, Tashlume, Tefel. He plays double. And that is based on, we saw some Gemara in Baba Kama, Twain Tanat Ganav. Not only is a ganav, one who actually steals, chayav, kefel, but someone who is to'ein tanat ganav, someone makes a claim of stealing that will make him patur from a monetary obligation. If he's found to be lying, he also pays kefel, and that's exactly what we have here. If it's shomer chinam, claiming that it was nignav, that it was stolen, and that ganeva makes him now patur. In truth, he stole it himself. So when we find out that that's the case, we say, pay tashlume kefel. On the other hand, hodeh ma'atzmo. If he admits it by himself, then Mishalem Karen v'Chomesh v'Asham. Then he pays for Shvuat HaPikadon. He doesn't pay Kefil anymore because he's Modeh B'Knas. He's admitting that he stole it. Modeh B'Knas is Potur from Iknas. So therefore, no Kefil. The other hand, he took a Shvua, lying, to be Potur himself from an obligation, a monetary obligation. That is a case of Shvuat HaPikadon. So when he admits to that fact, he pays Karen, Chomesh, and Asham. Now, the girsa that we have in front of us is the girsa of Rashi, which is Amar Echad Bashuk, says to someone in the shuk, any third party goes into the shuk, says to a guy, Heichan Shari, Sheganafto, where is my shur that you stole? Omer lo ganafti, says, I never stole this, I have no idea what you're talking about, I have nothing to do with you, I never stole this animal. Ve'edim me'edim oto shin ganvo, and the edim come and testify to the fact that he did steal it. So what you see over here, first of all, he goes up to someone in the shuk, and he says, where is the shur that you stole? And over here, in this case, as opposed to the other cases where he said, Mashbiach ani, then take a shvuah to that effect, over here there is no shvuah. And that is because There's no need for a shvua over here to be chayav. He only needs a shvua to be chayav when it comes to shvat ha-pikadon. But when it comes to the chiyuv of kefel, right, the chiyuv of kefel, if a person stole something, they're chayav kefel whether they take a shvua or not. Now, by toin tanat ganav, he will need a shvua to be chayav kefel. And also, in a case he wants to be chayav shvua to pikadon, you need a shvua to be chayav shvua to pikadon. But in this case, he went up to Chayav Shur and he says, where is my shur that you stole? So now, hu amer lo ganavti. He says, I didn't steal it. Ve'edim, edim, oto shagandbo. We have edim saying that he did steal it. Then, mishalim tashlume kefel. He pays kefel. Now, obviously, over here, there's no case of hodem atzmo. If he admits by himself that he pays keren chomesh asham, because there is no shvua over here. But next case, tavachu machar. And if he actually, not only did he steal it, he shechted it or sold it, which would make him chayev arba v'chamisha, then shalem tashlume arba v'chamisha. The edim come and testify to that effect. He'll pay four or five times, because here's somebody who lied, and the edim come and testify against him. He's now chayav for those, for either kefil if he stole it, and arba v'chamisha he's toveach macher. Now, ra'ah edim shemashmishin uva'im. He sees edim coming to testify against him. He has at this, till this point, denied the fact that he stole it. And all of a sudden he sees edim coming. He says, Amar ganafti, I stole it. Aval lo tavachti v'lo macharti. I stole it, but I didn't shecht it, and I didn't sell it. Enu meshalem ela keren. And he's only chayim keren. Number one, it doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter what he did in the end, because here he is now a modeh b'knas. He's modeh b'knas because he's really chayim kefel, plus the additional amount for the Arab to get the arba chamisha, which is three or four times, in order to be chayav for the tabeach umocher. Once he admits to the fact that he was gonev over here, then he's patur from the kefel. We saw this earlier in the Masechta here, we saw in Baba Kam as well. Someone who's modeh b'knas and is patur from kefel is also patur mi'arba b'chamisha four or five times. Because Gemara believes that the four or five times in the Torah is actually comprised of kefel plus three or four times. Therefore, if you eliminate the kefel and all that is left is the three or four times, then over there he's patur from toveach u'mocher. So that's exactly what he does over here. He's modeh b'knas, because it's modeh that he stole it, which is poterim from the kefel, and then the toveach u'mocher becomes irrelevant. So the chiddush here is that even though we see the fact that his admission is derived or driven by the fact that he sees edim approaching, and he only did it out of fear of the edim, not because he really wanted to admit, nevertheless we say that's good enough to be modeh b'knas is poter. Now according to Shmuel, who holds in Perikam Rubav, that holds that it can't be, that if edim come after modeh b'knas, he's still chayav, because modeh b'knas and achar kach ba'u edim is chayav. Shmuel will have to set up the case here in a Mishnah, a case where the edim are coming and then they walk away. They never actually show up. The edim are about to testify. He admits it and they never show up in court and testify, because otherwise he would be chayav. So that'll have to be the case here in our Mishnah. So that groups up, or that takes care of all the cases with Shomer Chinam. Case of Shomer Chinam is patur. Shomer Chinam will never come to a Shvata Pikadon, except for the cases where he makes a Tano of Avad or Ganav, and it turns out that he really took it himself. Those cases, he lied to be poter himself. When he lied to be poter himself, that's a denial kfrat mamon. And if he admits to the fact that he did so, then he'll be chayav for Shvata Pikadon. On the other hand, for Shoel, case of Shoel, Amar le Shoel, Heichan Shori, he says, the one who borrowed it, where's my Shor? Amar lo, he says, mate. He says, it died. But the truth is, v'hu, shenishbar, o nishba, o nignav, o avad. It was one of the other things that possibly he could have made claims about that actually happened to it. Right? Nishbar. On the other hand, right, it was shavur. Right? It was broken somehow. It was taruf. Right? And it was some sort of onus that happened to it. But what really happened was, mate, it died, o nishba, was taken away. Right? O nignav, o avad, was lost, or stolen. Or on the other hand, nishba. Right? It was shvu'aya. And that was some sort of onus that happened. B'hushamate, what really happened was that it died, or nishba nignav o avad. And the last two cases, nignav, he says it was stolen. B'hushamate, o nishba avad. And what really happened was one of these other items. And the last case, which is avad, he says it was lost. B'hushamate, o nishba nignav. But the truth is one of these other items. And he says to him, mashpiachani, take a shvua to that effect. V'amaramein, he says, amein. Over here he is, patur again from Shvuata Pikadon. Why is he patur from Shvuata Pikadon? Shmuel is chayav in all these instances. All five of these claims will make him chayav. So since all five of these claims will make him chayav, it doesn't matter which claim he makes. When he makes the claim, he's chayav. If he had told the truth, he would also have been chayav. So his statement, or his shvuah, did nothing to be kofer mamon. He didn't deny money. He did not create any denial of a monetary obligation through his shvuah. So therefore, he will be patur for shvuat ha-pikadon. Again, the Gemara will address whether he's chayav for shvuat bitui because of shvuat sheker. Now, on the other hand, if he says, eichan shuri, says, where's my yeshur? Vamar, lo, eini yodea matasach. I have no idea what you're talking about. I never had yeshur. Though, and the truth is, one of the other items, he really was a shoel, and some other onus happened to it, and therefore it's not here anymore. So then he says, mashbiachani, he says, take a shvuah to that effect, vamar amein, he says, main chayav. In that case, he's chayav shvuat apikodon. Why? Because here his denial makes him patur. He says, well, you dvarim me'olam. He says, this never happened. We never had any relationship. He's making a denial. He's a kofir bakol here. He's denying the fact that he's actually chayav in this instance for any obligation or monetary obligation. And if he admitted to the truth and he said he was a shoel and one of these other onsim happened to him, he would have been chayav. So by making the claim that lo yudvarim me'olam, he's actually poter himself from compensation, from an obligation to pay for this animal. And therefore, when he takes a shua, he's taking a shua of denial of money. Shua of denial of money, that's shuat ha-pikadon. Shuat ha-pikadon, you're going to be chayav for. In this case, if he admits to the fact that he really was chayav, then he's going to have to pay for shuat ha-chayon, keren chomesh, and ha-sham gzelot in this instance.
In the case of stam gneva, right. The guy goes and witnesses testify to the gneva, where's the chiyuv of the money?
It's kefil.
So why would this be any different
than that? I mean, Stam Ganav doesn't take any shvuah. Let's start with that. He took no shvuah. He's chayav kefil, even though he denied the fact that he ever stole it, without a shvuah. He doesn't require shvuah in order to be chayav. If he took a shvuah, right, then he might be chayav because he would be trying to be poter himself through a shvuah. His denial through the shvuah is making him patur, even though he was really the one who stole it. So that case, or the earlier cases by the Shomer Chinam, which is like Toin Tanat Ganav, which requires a shvuah. It depends what the outcome is. If Edim come along and say he stole it, then he'd be chayav kefil, like in any other Ganav case. If he himself admits it, that he did it, then he's patur from the kefil, because that's knas, but he's chayav then for Karen Chomesh and Hashem Zelot.
The difference in this case is
that the shoel, if he says ganav, he's chayav. Doesn't matter. He's always chayav if he says ganav. If he says ganav, he's chayav. If he says, I was a shoel, but it was stolen, he's chayav. Right. If he says, lo yeh dvarim olam, then he's patur. He took a shvuah to the fact that lo yeh dvarim olam. And then we find out that he really had a relationship and he was a shoel. Right, so if he took the relationship, it's really shuah. Now he's chayav because he took a shvuah to the fact, or he took a shvuah that made him patur in this case. So the chiyuv is coming because he used the claim to be poter himself. The shvuah was poter himself over here. Now again, if the real case here by the shoel is that he actually stole it and he pocketed himself, then you will get back to a case where he would be chayav because he was poter himself. So if he really stole it, he would be chayav kefil. But here, where he admits to it, then he's chayav for shvuat ha-pikadon.
So in essence, what you're really saying is that this last case of shoel is a case of ganav that's moda and the shvuat sheker.
Yeah. It could be a ganav. But he also, even if he says the truth was that nishba were made, all of those cases, he'll still be chayav for shvuat ha-pikadon, which a shomer chinam would not be. The Shomer Chinam is only chayav where he personally stole it. Every other case, he's patur. Over here, the shuel, no matter what his claim is, he'll be chayav for shvat ha-pikadon because he would have otherwise been chayav. So even if he says it was lost, or even if the truth was that it was lost, or even if the truth was it was stolen by someone else, by a third party, in that case, he'd be chayav shvat ha-pikadon because that would have made him chayav. Had he admitted to the truth, he would have been chayav. The fact that he denies the truth is what makes him patur. That's a shvua that makes you patur against the truth which would have made you chayav. So that's how he's different than a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam, the only case where he'd be chayav is where he makes a claim and he personally stole it. Over here, the shuel will be chayav shvat ha-pikadon in any claim he makes of the truth. Anything that he would say to the truth, he would have been chayav. It's only because he lies is he patur. That lying in the shvua is what makes him chayav shvat ha-pikadon. All right, good. So here, now the Mishnah says, Nosei Sachar v'socher. Socher is a renter. And here we have Machlokes Tanaim, whether a renter is like a Nosei Sachar or a Shomer Chinam. On the other hand, the Mishnah is clear that he thinks that here it's a Nosei Sachar. That he thinks it's a Shomer Sachar, not a Shomer Chinam. Hey, Chan Shari, they says, what am I? I'm a mate, it died. V'hu, when the truth is nishbar or nishba, or the other hand, nishbar, that it was actually nishbar, but the truth was hu shemet o nishba, and then it was made nishba, or nishba, v'hu shemet o nishbar. Right, in this case, these three situations for a shomer sechar, he is patur. These are onsim, in which a shomer sechar would be patur. These three instances, which are nishbar, nishba, umet. Those three qualifications. Now, on the other hand, if it's nignav, it was stolen, v'hush avad, and the truth, it was really lost. Avad, and then it was lost, v'hush nignav, and the truth is, it was really stolen. Mashbiachani, in any of these cases, he makes a tegesh v'avar meramein patur. In all of these cases, he is patur. Why? Because he took two different categories. A shomer sechar by gnei ban aveda is chayav. Therefore, if he lies and says it was stolen, but it was really lost, or he lies and says it was lost, but it was really stolen, he didn't change anything his obligation in the case. He would have been chayav for aveda when he says gneva. For gneva, he's also chayav. So over there, his denial doesn't change his monetary obligation. He's chayav in both cases. The same is true of nishbar, nishbaumet, which are onsim. Those are the onsim that a shomer sechar is patur for. So no matter what he says in those three cases, nishbar, nishbaumet, whatever his claim is, whether it's the truth or not the truth, he's patur. Because the truth is, he would have been patur if he told the truth. And now when he makes the denial of some sort, he makes up something else, he's also patur. So all these cases, he's patur from Shuvat HaPikadon because he did nothing to change his monetary obligation over here. On the other hand, here's the next case, which is the case where he is not patur, which is mate, onishbar, onishba. When he makes a claim of one of the three onsim that he would have been patur, the who, and the truth is, nignav or avad, and the truth is that it was stolen or lost, and that he would have been chayav for. Now, mashbiacha, ani, take a shuvat at effect, v'amar amein, he says amein, but there he is, chayav. Because his denial over here, his lying over here, make him patur. Had he told the truth, that was nignav or avad, he would have to pay. Instead, he says, nishbar, nishbar, mate, he's poter himself through onsim. That's shwa. That you took a shwa, you lied to make yourself patur from mamon. So in that case, you're chayav. On the other hand, avadu nignav. Goes in and makes a claim that it was stolen or lost. Though, and the truth is, shemeto nishbar nishba. Truth is that it really was lost through through a case of onus. That case, mashbiachani says, take a shwa baramein, patur. Why is he patur? What happened? Had he told the truth, what would have been the situation? Had he told the truth, it was an onus, he's patur. He would have had no monetary allegation. What does he do instead? He lies and says, nignav onevat. It was stolen or lost. When he lies, he makes himself chayav. So not only is this not a denial of a monetary obligation, he's actually obligating himself in a monetary compensation that he's not chayav in. So in that case, when he takes a shvua, he's not even denying money. He's paying money that he didn't otherwise have to pay. So of course over there, he's not chayav, shvata pikadon. That's why the mission says, patur in that case, zeklal. This is the principle. Kol mishaneh mechovah lechovah, umiptur leptur. Someone changes from what he would otherwise been obligated to pay to another claim that makes him chayav anyway. Or miptur, he would have been patur if he told the truth. Leptur, and his claim also makes him patur. Or miptur lechovah, if he had made the truth, told the truth, he would have been patur. Instead, he lies and makes himself chayav. In all of those cases, patur from shvata pikadon. Because there he's making no denial of a monetary obligation. On the other hand, michovah leptur, if he had told the truth, he would have been chayav in a monetary compensation, leptur, and instead his claim makes him patur, then he's chayav. That's shvata pikadon, where you're denying kfirat mamon, your denial of a monetary obligation that you have. Zeaklau, kol nishbala kela letzmo, right? A better way, or an easier way to phrase is, anybody tries to make his situation better, chayav. Anytime he mislakel, he makes the situation better, he's chayav. On the other hand, if he is machmir latzmo, he puts himself into a worse situation, then patur. In that case, he will be patur. So that's the difference. If he changes, he lies, and he changes his obligation, the question is, did he make himself worse off or better off? Made himself better off, that means he's kifrat mamon, he's denying a monetary obligation, there he's going to be chayav for shvata pikadon. On the other hand, if it's the opposite, where his lying actually makes him in a worse position, he has to pay, then he's patur shvet gadon because he didn't deny any monetary obligation. He actually created a monetary obligation himself that he didn't otherwise have to pay. So what I want to know, mantano arba shomrim. Who's the tano who thinks there are four different shomrim? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rabba Baravua, Rabbi Meir here. It's Rabbi Meir is the author. Somebody Rav Nachman, umi katano delitli arba shomrim. What do you mean? Rabbi says to Rav Nachman, what do you mean Rabbi Meir is the author of our mission who says four shomrim? Tell me one Tana doesn't think there are four Shomrim. Everybody agrees there are four Shomrim. So why would you say that it's Rabbi Meir here? This is what I mean to say. Like our mission says, who's the Tana who says that a socher renter has the same din as a noser sachar as a shomer sachar? Dummy. Dummy Rabbi Ravua, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the author of our Mishnah, who says that noser sachar equals shomer sachar. My says, Va, Rabbi Meir, ipchosh mayinanle. Don't we have Rabbi Meir's position being just the opposite? It's not. We have a Mishnah. Or here, it's Daniel, it's a Brisa. Socher hates Ketzah Mishalim. What's the obligation of a socher? Rabbi Meir Omer Keshomer Chinam. Meir says he's like a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kenosa Sachar. So here you see, Rabbi Meir is saying Shomer Chinam and not Shomer Sachar. So Rabba Barvua Ipchotani. We had this in Baba Kama and other places, right, where we have this quoted and the Gemara says Ipcha. The Gemara flips the positions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. They flip the positions and that's exactly what he has the other way around, which is that he has Rabbi Meir saying it's Shomer Sachar and Rabbi Yehuda saying it's a Shomer Chinam. Gemara says, Hani Arba Abba Shlosha Habu. Why are you saying there are four Shomrim? There are only three Shomrim. There's Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and a Shoel. A Socher is a subset either of Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam. No matter who you hold like, whether it's Rabbi Meir or Yehuda, it's a subset. So why do you call them four and not three? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Arba'a Shomrim B'dinihem Shlosha. There are four different types of Shomrim, four different types of relationships, even though their dinim, right, their outcomes only have three different outcomes or three different dinim that are associated with them. There are only three different laws that are applied to them. The laws, the three laws are Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and Shoel. The four different relationships you can have are Shomer Chinam, someone watches for free, Shomer Sachar, someone watches for compensation, Socher, a renter, and Shoel, a borrower. Even though Socher, the renter, has the same din as Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, he's still a different relationship. He's a renter, not a, right, a either Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam. Although his din, his outcome, the law that governs his relationship will be the same as Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. So that's why the Mishnah says, Arba Shomrim, means there are four relationships that end up with three different laws that govern those relationships. Right now, the Gemara asks this question, which is, okay, I understand in the Mishnah why he's patur from Shvata Pikadon, because he didn't do any Kfirat Mamon. He did no denial of a monetary obligation. Yet in all these cases, he lied. If he lied, he's taking a Shvat Sheker. A Shvat Sheker comes under the category of Shvat Bitui. When you lie, when you take a Shvat and you lie, you are Chayav. So why is the Mishnah saying patur? When the Mishnah says patur, does it mean patur the Gamre? Or does it mean patur from Shvat Pikadon, but Chayav for Shvat Bitui? And that is subject to a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, machlokas that we've seen earlier in the Gemara. Amarav, v'chulan p'turim mishvat ha-shomrim. All of them are p'turim shvat ha-shomrim, meaning shvat pikadon. V'chayavim mishum shvat bitui. But they are chayav for shvat sheker of shvat bitui. Shmuel amar, p'turim mishvat bitui. And Shmuel says they're also p'tur from shvat bitui. B'maikim if the gay. What are they arguing about? Shmuel sever leta blaba. Remember, Shmuel requires that any shvuah that you take has to have the possibility of being formulated not only in the past tense, but in the future tense. And if you cannot formulate it in the future tense, you're not chayav for the past tense. So over here, what's he taking? He takes a shvuah, shemait, the animal died. So what is that equivalent? If he took a shvuah between, he lied and he said, shemot, it will die. He can't take such a shvuah. He has no control over that the animal will die or won't die. He can't say shvuah, shemot, that it will die. And since he can't take a shvua in the future tense, it can't manifest itself, the shvuat bitui in the future tense, therefore there is no shvuat bitui here, because by shvuat bitui it says the hara uleitiv, right? The hara uleitiv is in the future tense, and only through a ribui do we learn out ba'avar. So from that, Shmuel says, it must be that in order to be chayav for avar, it also has to have a manifestation in the haba. On the other hand, Rav holds, Savar ita b'labahein. Rav says the only qualification is that it has to be able to be made in a positive and negative formulation. Meaning that it says the hara or the ativ, good and bad. Good and bad means you can say a negative formation, low, and he came, yes. So you could say it died, or you could say it didn't die. Now, even though both of those are formulated in the past tense, that's enough. Rav says you do not need to have it formulated in the future tense, just in the past tense. If you can formulate it in the positive and negative in the past tense, you will be chayav. That's our case over here. Okay, so his, all of his claims here, you can make the claim in the past tense. You could say, yes, I did steal it. No, I didn't steal it. Yes, I did. It did die. No, it didn't die. So you can formulate it in the positive and negative, even though you can't formulate it in the future tense. So Rav says, Chayav Shvat Bitui. This is machlokes we saw before. We also discussed at the time the possibility of their different views of what the Haba, what the Shvat Haba, what's the obligation on the individual when it comes to Shvat Bitui Haba, and how similar is that to Shvat Avar. And that might govern their difference in opinion over here. My says, Vayifili Guba Chadazim. Now we already saw this machlokes, is what we saw earlier in the Masechta. Ditmar Shvat Shazarak Ploni Tzor Liyam. Says, Shvat that this person threw, in the past tense, threw a rock into the Yam. Shvo Shalom Zarek, or Shvo that he did not throw it into Yav. Rav Amar Chayav, Rav says he's Chayav, why? Because then you can formulate it in the positive and the negative. He did throw it, he did not throw it. So he's Chayav, Shmuel Amar Patur, Shmuel says Patur, why? Because Shmuel says you can't formulate it in the future tense. You can't say he will throw the stone into the ocean or into the river because you can't compel your friend to throw the stone into the river. You don't have that control. So you can't take the Shvo Le'atid. Because it can be formulated positive and negative. You can't formulate in the future. But it says, Tzricha, I need both of these cases. I need the case earlier in the Masechta, and I need the case here that comes out of our Mishnah for Rav and Shmuel's Machlokes. Why? The Ishmeina Baha, case earlier in the Masechta, why does Rav say over there that you are Chayav? Because you took the Shvua of your own volition. You came along and said that he Shvua that he threw it into the rock, into the river, into the ocean. Shvua that he didn't throw into the ocean. But that was something that was generated of your own volition. And therefore, maybe Rav in that case says you are Chayav. On the other hand, over here, Aval Bahana Ach, in our case over here, the Beit Din Mishravilei, over here where he's been compelled to take the Shvua because he was a Shomer. He's been compelled by a third party or by Beis Din in order to take the Shvua. Ema Modilei the Shmuel. Maybe in this case, he will agree to Shmuel's position and say maybe he is Patur. Because when it comes to the case of Shvuat Bitui, we know that the Iker case of Shvuat Bitui is Kitishava. And we'll see this in a second, that when you do take a Shavua, and we're going to see that the word ki is important over here. The word ki, how you define the word ki, will depend or dictate for us what it means, ki tishava. Like Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami, kol shvua sh'adayinim v'mishbino to'in chayibin alav mishvat bitui. And Rav will hold like Rabbi Ami's position, which is that any shvua that is compelled by the judges, you are not chayav. Even if you lie, you're not chayav shvat bitui. V'itmar baha, if the case was only mentioned over here, b'hakamar Shmuel, over here in our case, Shmuel says patur, because here the dayanim compelled him. Alva b'hach. The case over there, by the case of the Shua Ploni Zarak Tzor Liyam, over there, Eimam Modelei the Rab. Maybe he would admit to Rab, because over there he took him his own volition, Tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. So, Mar wants to know about this Rabbi Ami. Gufa, I'm a Rabbi Ami. Kol Shua Shadayim, Majibim Otayim, Ba Mishum Shvat Bitoy. Why? Shinemar. It says, O Nevesh Kiti Shavalavate Bisvatayim, Me'atzmo. That he did it on his own volition. How do you know that? Kidereish Lokish. Damreish Lokish, Ki, Mishtamesh, Ba'arba Lishonot. Ki can work in four different ways. E could be if, Dilma, maybe, Ella, but, or Daha, because, which is the case of Reish Lakish, says that, how do you define the word ki in this case? Now, do you say the word ki means if, E, if he takes a Shvua? If you define the word as being E, that he, if he takes a Shvua, then the implications of the pasuk are, if he takes a Shvua of his own volition, then he'll be chayav shvat pitui. If he does not take it his own volition, it's compelled upon him, then it's no longer ki, then it's no longer an e, if. If it's no longer if, then he won't be chayav. And that would be the position of Rabbi Ami. On the other hand, Rav, in our, over here, who says that you are chayav shvat pitui, even when the dayanim are mashbiya you, how is he going to define the key in this puzzle? He's going to say the ha, because you did. The fact is that you took a shvua. So that's what it means. Oh, nefesh ki tishava. Oh, nefesh that did take a shvua. How he took the shvua? Well, there are different ways that he could take the shvua. Either by his own volition, or dayanim forcing him to take the shvua. So over here, Rav is going to say that the word ki means daha, that he did take a shvua. No matter how he took the shvua, whether it was own volition or whether he was compelled, then he is chayav over here for shvat bitui. On the other hand, Rabbi Ami, who says that by shvat dayanim, that you are patur from shvat bitui, he will say ki means if, e. And only if you take it of your own volition will you be chayav. But if it's compelled upon you, then you will not take a be chayav for shvat bitui, which is the case of shvat dayanim. Now, Rabbi Elazar mer kulan puturim, that they all patur. He holds like Rav. They're all patur mishvat shomim b'chayavim mishum shvat bitui. But they're chayav b'shvat v'echutz, except for the cases where the cases where he says any adaya ma atasach the shoel. Right? Except the cases of I don't know what you're talking about by the shoel. The gneiva aveda benosei sachar, or the claim of gneiva aveda benosei sachar, ubishuv socher, who is the same as shomer sachar, shu chayav, because in those cases he's chayav shvat apikadon, shrei kafro mamon, he denied mamon. So in the cases where he's chayav shvat apikadon, he is not chayav for shvat bitui. Can't be chayav for both. He's not going to be chayav both for shvat pikadon and for shvat bitui. So cases where he would otherwise have been chayav for shvat apikadon, again by the shvat shomer sachar, where he says, Gneva, it was a case of Gneva Veda, and he lies to make himself patur, Or by the case of a Shoel, where he says, Lo yu dvarim me'olam, which would make him patur, but anything else happened, which would make him chayav, where there he denied money, he's chayav v'shvat ha'pikadon. The case that's left out here, which is, what about Shomer Chinam? There are cases by Shomer Chinam, where it's also he's poter himself from the monetary obligation. So over here, Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar doesn't make this down because, so that's part of Rashi here, but how you do Shomer Chinam? Shetan avad, he says it was lost. Huachlo, and he really stole it. Oh, we're talking about Nignav, he claims it was stolen and by another party, and he really stole it. Over there, he's chayav for shvat ha'pikadon. There, Rabbi Elazar doesn't have to say it because the Matnitan Hodeh Matzom Mishlem Kerem Chosh Hasham. The Mishnah explicitly says in that case that he's chayav for shvat ha'pikadon. It's Leizav, Keren, Chomesh, and Hasham. The other case is all it says in the Mishnah is chayav. It doesn't tell you what the chiyub is. So over there, Rabbi Elazar went out of his way to tell you that he's chayav for shvat ha'pikadon and not shvat bitui. But in the case of Shomer Chinam, where the Mishnah is explicit that he's chayav for shvat ha'pikadon and not shvat bitui, there Rabbi Elazar himself did not have to bring down that case of Shomer Chinam, because the Mishnah is explicit. In the case of where it wasn't explicit, he brought them down to tell us it's shvat ha'pikadon chayav and not shvat ha'bitui. Okay, we'll stop over here with the completion of Masechet Shavuot.